Well, happy 4th of July weekend. If you came for fireworks, came to the right place. Get settled in. You know, last Sunday we heard this beautiful moving story about the raising of a girl from the dead. And immediately after this, Jesus goes to his hometown. I'm sure news has traveled with him. And what happens there in Nazareth? Jesus is amazed. He's amazed at them. He's amazed by their lack of faith. And the scriptures tell us he was not able to perform any mighty deed there. He was not able. That certainly can't be in the strict sense of not having the capacity to do so. He is God. He can do it. But in the ordering of things, God willed that we would cooperate with his grace. And our lack of cooperation, in this case the lack of faith on the part of the people, means that he is unable to bring about the effect that he desires. What he would wish to give us is not able to come to be because of their lack of faith, their lack of cooperating with him. It'd be like a teacher, right? A teacher has the capacity to instill knowledge, or even wisdom, you might say. But that teacher cannot do it. She is unable to if the student won't cooperate, if the student does not desire to learn. So it is that Jesus was not able to perform any mighty deed there because of their lack of faith. Certainly makes us ask about our own faith. And what is faith? You know, at the Mass we make a profession of faith every Sunday. What is the profession of faith? Well, someone might say, well, it's a series of assertions, propositions, that we profess to believe as true. Each of these propositions has a content, is directed towards a particular reality, has a concrete meaning. And we're saying, I believe, I accept this to be true. I believe in one God, for example. And therefore, we're saying without saying many things, I don't believe in any other God, that there's no God on par with our God, with the one God. There's no others in competition with him. So it's a series, one might say, of propositions that we assent to by making our proclamation of faith, our profession of faith. But you know, the propositional way of knowing is not the only way of knowing. Is this true or is it not true? And assenting to propositions isn't the only aspect of faith either. Faith has another component. Faith is also an act of trust. An act of trust in a person, in God, who has revealed himself in Jesus. So we're not just saying, I believe these things about God. You know, perhaps even the demons with their superior knowledge to ours might say that. But they don't have supernatural faith. It's more than that. It's, I believe you, God. I trust you, God. Which also requires an assent of the will. Just as accepting the propositions of the faith require an assent of the mind, this requires an assent of our will. A giving over of ourselves to him. Because we trust him. This, I think, is why the profession of faith happens at the time of the Mass that it does. It comes after the readings, after the homily. God's action is revealed in the readings, what he has done for us, his people. And then hopefully in the homily, the importance or significance of God's actions is explained to us so that we can apply them in some way to our own life and to the way that God is attempting to work or act here and now. These things are given to us not for their own sake, not so that you can leave here smarter than when you came. They are given to us to invite us to faith. We hear about what God has done. We try to understand and grasp their meaning so that we can truly and honestly make that ascent of mind and will. That's why the creed follows immediately after. So, for example, today we hear, you know, they see Jesus, they hear his preaching, but they don't believe that he is more than just the son of Mary. They don't believe that he is more than a carpenter. They wouldn't assent to what we say. We believe in one Lord, Jesus, the Christ. And they also don't put their trust in him. They don't trust that he is the one to bring salvation, the one to bring healing, the one to bring the revelation of God to us. But we are meant to, we're invited to, after we read the scriptures, which are living and effective, which are able to cut to the heart, and after, hopefully, the priest does not distract us from the meaning of the scriptures, but leads us deeper into them, we are invited to respond with mind and will, to assent to what we have heard, and to who it is that these words are about, to God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If either of these two things are lacking, then we're not disposed, we're not cooperating fully with God. And what will that mean for us? Well, if our gospel is any indication, it will mean that God is unable to do with us as he pleases. He's unable to bring about the good that he would will for us. So every Mass we make that act of faith so that our hearts would be ready to be moved by the grace of God. We want to be amazed by Jesus. We don't want him to be amazed at us and our lack of faith.